The topic that I want to discuss with you tonight, you should have one sheet with two sides. If you don't, there's on the desk over there. The topic that I want to discuss tonight is a topic which seemingly is not relevant necessarily to your day-to-day lives. First of all, it's not true at all. It is relevant to every single one of you here, but I also think you're going to find that it is uniquely, uniquely relevant to this time of year between Yom HaShoah, Yom HaZikaron, Yom HaTzma'ut, and Lag BaOmer, Pesach Sheni, Lag BaOmer, Yom Yerushalayim, Shavuot. And the Torah in this week's Parsha, and you can look inside if you like, in Perek Chaf Hey, Pasuk Lamed Hey. It's not on your sheet, but in Perek Chaf Hey, Pasuk Lamed Hey, the Torah tells us like this. V'chi yamuch achicha umataya do'imach, v'echazakta bo ger v'toshav, v'chai imach. Al tikach me'ito neshech v'tarbit, v'yareita me'elokecha ani Hashem, et kasbecha lo titein lo b'neshech, uv'marbit lo titein ochlecha. You have a mitzvah to lend money, but there is an isur to lend money with interest. And the reason behind the isur to lend interest, and again, it applies to every one of you because you all have a mitzvah to lend, and it applies to every one of you because you will have, if you don't already, a bank account in Israel. And how can you have a bank account in Israel? It's a Jewish bank. And yet you receive interest. I have a bank account in Israel, and I receive interest. How is that possible? But you're going to find that this topic is, in addition to that, relevant to us in a very different, and maybe I'll even say surprising way. Now, I understand why ribit, interest, is usur. And the reason that it's usur can be understood at the top of your page, on Rashi in Mishpatim. Why is it called ribit? And why is it called neshech? So Rashi in Mishpatim says, ribit shehu kinshichat nachash, shenoshech chabura ktana biraglo, ve'eno margish, upitom hu mebatzbeitz ve'nofeach ad kodkodo, kach ribit eno margish, ve'eno nikar, I lend you $100. Come on. What's $5? It's not the end of the world. $5, it's not so much. Especially because compared to $100, it's nothing. And yet, if you don't pay back, it adds up, and it adds up, and it adds up, and it's cumulative, and it's over time. It just ends up taking over the whole person at Rahman al-Itzlan. Sort of like, says Rashi, sort of like a bite from a snake. A little bite. How much can a bite, how much can a snake eat? And yet, chas v'shalom, before the person even knows it, the venom, chas v'shalom, spreads, and they're taken over. Okay, that should have been the whole pasuk. The problem is that if you have your Tanakh still open to our parsha, Perek Chaf Hei, so we read pasuk Lamed Hei, we read pasuk Lamed Vav, we read pasuk Lamed Zayin, that makes sense. In Isser, we don't charge interest. But then the Torah says, Lamed Chet, Ani Hashem Elokechem, Asher Hotzeiti Etchem Me'eretz Mitzrayim, Latet Lachem Et Eretz Kena'an, Lihiyot Lachem Lelokim. What? What is the connection? Ma Kesher between Neshech and Israel? What is the connection? Ani Hashem Elokechem, Asher Hotzeiti Etchem Eretz Mitzrayim, Latet Lachem Et Eretz Kena'an. Ah, you'll say, oh, it's a mitzvah that only applies in Israel, like Shemitah or Yovel or Trumot U'Masrot. Not so. The next source, Sefer HaChinuch, mitzvah samachet, it is a mitzvah noheget b'chol makom u'b'chol zman b'zecharim u'nekevot. You're not allowed to lend interest in Israel, and you can't lend interest in Melbourne. So why would the Torah connect neshech and knisa le'eretz Yisrael? That's our question. The Maharal asks this exact question. He says, what's the connection? And again, I think it's an answer that we'll explore that is particularly appropriate for you and me this time of year. It's appropriate all year round, but it's also resonates very well. The Maharal notes that there is an essential difference regarding our development as a nation, not just historical, but our development as a nation between Yitziat Mitzrayim and entering Eretz Yisrael. Says the Maharal, and I'm only going to read the underlined words, this Maharal is found in Sefer Netivot Olam, Netivat Tzedakah Perek Vav, says the underlined words towards the bottom of the ketah that I quoted, Shelo na'asu Yisrael, arevim ze ba'ad ze, ki nikra arev, shehu me'urav im hasheni, velo na'asu Yisrael mechubarim, lihiyot am echad legamre, ad sheba'u la'aretz, v'hayu biyachad ba'aretz, Vaya lahem mikayem echad, who? Eretz Yisrael. Va'al yedei Eretz Yisrael heim am echad legamrei. We all know the expression kol Yisrael arevim ze laze. Literally, an arev is a co-signer. If you want to borrow money from me, but I'm not really sure that you have the means to pay me back, you'll need an arev, a cosigner, or maybe a better translation is a guarantor. That if I can't collect from you, I'll go to the person who also signed the document. It happens in modern day business transactions also. So Kol Yisrael arevim ze bazeh literally means we all are cosigners, we're all guarantors, we are care for each other. But Kol Yisrael arevim also comes from the word mi'urav. Erev is evening because the light is dim and everything seems to kind of merge together. Boker is levaker, you're able to inspect in the morning because you can see so well. But eruv, eruvin, mi'urav, is all erev rav, all means mixed up. Sometimes it's negative, here it's positive. Kol Yisrael arevim means, sure, we became a nation when we left Mitzrayim. But when we left Mitzrayim, we were a group of people who shared a destiny, who shared a job, but we did not, even at Har Sinai, Ki'ish Echad B'Lev Echad, true, but we did not become, says in the words of the Maharal, a really one nation with one purpose until we entered Eretz Yisrael. I want to lend you money. I have money, you don't. I'm very sorry that interest hurts. But you know, that's what the market rate is. And I deserve money because I'm lending you my money. That's a very nice business model. It's not a business model for one goof. It's not a model when you're talking about your relative. I can lend a stranger money with interest, and I'm sorry it's hard. You're the one that took the loan. I didn't put a gun to your head. You wanted the money, but my brother asks for a loan, but I'm gonna ask him for interest? Impossible. Well, I didn't feel like brothers until we entered Eretz Yisrael. The mitzvah happened on Har Sinai, was given at Har Sinai, but the connection, says the Maharal, between the mitzvah and Ani Hashem Elokeichem, Asher Otzeiti Etchem Eretz Mitzrayim, and brought you into Eretz Canaan, that the connection is because we became a real and true nation. The the idea is very similarly discussed. And the next source down on the right, Rav Kook wrote a sefer called Mishpat Kohen. Mishpat Kohen is a series of she'ilot u'tshuvot related specifically to mitzvot atzliyot ba'aretz, medina, statehood, building the Beit HaMikdash, Sanhedrin, etc. And I'm not going to read it inside, because I think I've mentioned it to a few people, but it's a very powerful Rav Kook that you have to understand. The question is as follows. The Mishnah tells us that there's a machloket between the tzdukim and the prushim about whether you are allowed to donate money for a korban tzibur. The tzdukim said, why not? We don't have all the money in the world. And korban tzibur happens at least twice a day, not to mention all the wine, not to mention all the ktoret, not to mention all the begadim. There's a ton of money that the budget office of the Beit HaMikdash needs. And why not let, you know, announcement to everyone, today's Korban Tamid. Tamid is brought by the Schwartzblum family in honor of Devorah's engagement to Yassi. Beautiful! Mazel Tov, Kiddush! Mazel Tov, Korban! And it's great. The Tzdukim say that, and that makes sense. You can see why we allow donations. The Prushim said, Chachamim said, absolutely not, absolutely not. And Rav Kook explains why. And he says it's exactly the same thing that he says on the right-hand side there. For Mishpat Kohen, Yesod HaKilkul HaRuchani Shel HaTzdukim. The Tzdukim, he said, failed, I'm not going to read it inside, but the Tzdukim failed to realize that we are one body, one nation. Very often when you have a community, I think this is called social contract theory. Did I mention it to a few of you? I did already? Some of you may remember, maybe I don't remember. Social contract theory in very, very, very brief terms is that we have an agreement. I agree. It's worth it to me to stop at red lights, even though I want to keep going. It's worth it to me to travel the speed limit. I got to follow the rules. It's worth it to me to pay taxes because I gain something from that. That's what a community is. I give and I get. And I start getting upset when I give more than I receive, right? You've heard of the Civil War? Or you've heard of the War of Independence? I am not happy when, the American War of Independence. I'm not happy. Or I suppose this War of Independence. I'm not happy when I give more than I receive. That's not fair. Taxes, I want to receive more. And then there's politics. And because the whole reason why I'm part of the community is because I'm thinking about what's in it for me. And that's okay. That's fair. It's not bad. But that's true about every nation in the world except one. You can probably guess which one that is. We are not part of a community that I get whatever I can and I squeeze out whatever I can. The rule in accounting, those of you who want to be accountants, is taxes, least and latest. And that, as long as it's legal, of course, legally, least and latest, I pay taxes as little as I can within the law, as late as I can within the law. I'd rather have the money than Uncle Sam or whichever government you're in. That is not true. In Judaism, we are all one nation. We are one body. And if I'm going to have that family sponsoring today's Korban Tamid, well, then it's their Korban Tamid that I'm benefiting from. There's no such thing as them. There's no such thing as other. It's us. One unit. It's a very unique, unique thing. Rav Kook goes so far as to say that if every single member of Klal Yisrael donated one shekel, so you have 12 million shkalim, that's not still considered a korban. And they buy a korban with it, that's still not called a korban tzibur. A korban tzibur comes from the tzibur. Not individual members of the tzibur, even if it's all of the individual members of the tzibur. It's that a unique body called a tzibur. That unique body happens in Israel. It didn't happen before. Shvatim lived independently both in Israel and in the Midbar. But the uniqueness of becoming a tzibur only happened when we came into Israel, and also since then. The Maharal elsewhere, on the left side, in the middle of the page, in Sefer Netivot Olam, says, very similarly, Perush Kol Yisrael Arevim Zeh Bazeh Bishvil Shehem Am Echad Ma Shelo Timtza Beshum Uma She'enam Am Echad Kmo Shehem Yisrael V'domin Le'adam Echad She'im Yesh Makeh Be'echad Me'evarav She'kulam Margishim Ba'avur Shehem Guf Echad V'chein Ka'asher Echad Mi'Yisrael Over Avera Margishim b'matez b'chait zeh kol Yisrael shem kmo adam echad ki heim am echad kol Yisrael arevim zeh bazeh, because I lose. And we've mentioned it many times. There's the Torah, the Gemara tells us the 600,000 letters in the Torah, there are not, but the Gemara uses that expression. And if one letter is missing, the Torah is missing. If one Jew is missing, then I'm missing. It's me, I lose. Well, who cares about you? No, it's me. I care about me. And I am 12 million people. I'm a tzibur of 12 million people. It's not hard to understand why 30,000 people showed up to Michael Levine's funeral. Never heard of him, ever. We never heard of him. We didn't know his family. People who never didn't know who he was. And yet, a Jew dies, so you go. Crying on Yom HaZikaron for people you've never, ever heard of. Never. Why? Because part of me was taken away. Well, when some part of me is taken away, it hurts. And you experience that. And that's part of what it means to be a part of Kol Yisrael. To be a part of a nation that doesn't just wait for what can I receive. Well, I have to give, I understand I have to give. But I'd rather receive more. There's no such thing as that. It's all one body. If you turn the page over, on the top of the page, the Mishnah in Pirkei Avot, Perek Hei, Mishnah Hei, quotes 10 miracles that happened in the first Beit HaMikdash. Asara nisim naasu la'avoteinu b'beit hamikdash. Lo hipila isha me'reach basar hakodesh. The meat smell was so strong that you'd think that a woman would miscarry. But no one, it never happened. Velo yisriach basar hakodesh me'olam, and meat never spoiled. Velo nirazvu b'beit hamitbachayim. Beit hamitbachayim was the location just north of the mizbeach. Pounds and pounds and pounds of meat was there being stripped and cut. He never saw a single fly. Miracle. Four. Velo eira keri lekohen gadol yom kippurim. A kohen never saw an emission on Yom Kippur. It would really be dangerous if that happened. There was another kohen standing on duty, like on deck, but it never happened. Velo chibu gishamim eishal atzei ma'aracha. There were three fires on top of the mizbeach. It rains in Yerushalayim. You will know that better than anybody. With all the rain, the fire never went out. Six. Velo natzcha haruach. Et amude ashan, the smoke pillar never swayed in the wind. Incredible. Velonim tzapsul ba omer, that's the korban omer. Ubishtei alechem, ubelechem apanim, shtei alechem that we bring on Shavuot. Lechem apanim, we switch every Shabbat. Never psul. Eight. Omdim tzfufim umishtachavim rachavim. People, it was crowded when they stood up. I'll come back to this one in a minute. But when they bowed down, it was a lot of room. We'll come back to that. Nine. Velo hizik nachash v'akav v'yushalayim e'olam, Yushalayim. Never a snake or a scorpion never hurt anybody. And number 10, velo amar adam l'chavero tsarli hamakom sha'alin v'yushalayim. It's too crowded for me to sleep in Yushalayim. There is a sefer, it's the next source down, called the Baruch She'amar. Some of you are learning it. You're learning it, yeah? The Baruch She'amar was written by the Torah Tamima. And the Torah Tamima says like this. V'omnam, says the Torah Tamima. He died in 1941. The Torah Tamima says like this. V'omnam, dikdakti b'lashon ha-mishnah. I looked very clearly into the language of the Mishnah. Shelo amru, me'olam lo hayat sar li ha-makom b'yushalayim, b'lashon stami. The language of the 10th miracle is different. It didn't say, Lo hayatzar li hamakom biYushalayim. Kisignon halashon biyeter apratim, in the style of the other ones. Lo kavu geshamim, lo hizik nachash, lo hipila isha, lo hisriach psara kodesh, lo hayatzar hamakom. It doesn't say that. It says, Ela shelo amar adam tzar li hamakom. Right? Umit ba'er mizeh, this is a beautiful Torah Tamimah. Baruch Shemar. Sho'amnam hamakom atzmo hayatzar. It was. What am I going to tell you? It was crowded. Those of you who were in Israel, in Yerushalayim, on Pesach, Chol HaMoed, it was crowded. Baruch Hashem, it was crowded. Whenever I go to Yerushalayim, especially in Chol HaMoed, and I try every Chol HaMoed, and many times other than that, I once, when I first made Aliyah, I remember sitting in tons of traffic, and I remember thinking to myself, oh man, what a pain in the neck. And then I remember catching myself in 2 seconds, and I said to myself, Baruch Hashem, there's traffic. You want there to be no traffic? You want there to nobody care about Yerushalayim? You can go anywhere in Israel and you can't find a place to barbecue, but in Yerushalayim, you can speed all the way to the old city. Baruch Hashem, Ashreinu Matov Chalkeinu, what a great nation we have, that hundreds of thousands of Jews want to come, of Ashkenazim and Sephardim and Haredim and this kind and that kind, and some people have things on their heads and people don't have things on their head, and they all want to come to Yerushalayim. Baruch Hashem, it was crowded. Achanes Haya. It's all how you look at it, Baruch Hashem. Shebetoch Hamon Am Kazeh, the second to last line. Shenitkabetz Baregel B'Yushalayim Haya Shorer Ahava V'Achva Ad Ki Kol Echad Lo Hirgish B'Dochak HaMakom. There's such love for each other. There's such closeness to each other that you can't. So it's not that it wasn't crowded. It's lo amar adam lachaveiro tzar li hamakom. No one said it. No one felt it. Was it crowded? It was crowded. But nobody said it was crowded. I would like to add, it's my own idea, but I'm sure someone said it before me. Perhaps this is one of the things that we hint to when Rachmana Litzlan, we pay a shiva call to somebody who lost a relative. We don't say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yenachem Etchem, Hashem Elokeichem Yenachem Etchem, HaMakom Yenachem Etchem. Pasha Pshat, of course, is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But maybe part of the Nichumim can be the miracle of Lo Amar Adam Lachaveiro Tzar Li HaMakom. You know what will give them consolation? Perhaps. It's my own idea, but I think it's true. You know what might give them consolation? Hamakom. The miracle of Yerushalayim, wherever they're sitting, Shiva. The miracle of Yerushalayim, the miracle of Israel, is that we're all on the same team. And maybe you're in pain right now, but you have to be consoled. That we love each other, and we all care for each other. And that when you're in pain, I'm in pain. We are on the same team. You must have heard. That's a beautiful idea, no? Hamakom Yenachem Etchem. You must have heard the story of Rav Aryeh Levin, the Tzaddik of Yerushalayim. The story goes, it's mentioned in the book, A Tzaddik in Our Time. It's mentioned in his book that he went, his wife hurt her leg. She broke her leg. You know the story? Yeah. And he went to the hospital, the two of them went to the hospital. There's different girsot in the story, but apparently he talks to the nurse and he says something like, our leg is hurting us. Our leg is hurting us. It's the most romantic thing. Husband and wife, we're on the same team. You're in pain, I'm in pain. But it's not just true about husband and wife. It's true about everybody in Klal Yisrael once we got into Israel. And in that environment, you're going to charge interest to yourself. You're taking a money from one account to another account of your own bank account. Oh, sorry, charging interest. I'm putting 5 shekel from my right pocket to my left pocket. Okay, when you put it back, you better give me 6 shekel. It's my money. I'm going to charge myself. And perhaps that's also the pshat that we said earlier, number 8. What is another miracle? What is another miracle of the Beit HaMikdash, the first Beit HaMikdash? Omdim tzufim umishtachavim revachim. That when people are omed, when people stand, dignity, look who I am, I'm somebody special, I deserve kavod. So of course, omdim tzufim, it's going to be very crowded. But mishtachavim, when you bow humbly, I defer to your opinion. I care about what you have to say. You care about what I have to say. So mishtachavim revachim. Of course you're going to bow very comfortably, very calmly. And that perhaps is also the very last source on the page. It's a Gemara in Masechet Sanhedrin, Daf Zayin Amud Aleph. The Gemara there lists a number of things that certain people used to say. We don't know who said them. But certain people used to say they were advice. That certain people used to say, and Chazal felt that this advice was important for us to hear. And this is where we learn it. Sanhedrin Daf Zayin Amud Aleph. The Gemara goes like this. Hahu dahava ka'amar va'azil. There was someone, there's a lot of these in that Gemara. Somebody used to say. Hahu dahava ka'amar va'azil. So it's a little bit hard Aramaic. We'll try to learn it together. Ki rachimtin hava aziza. Ki rachimtin hava aziza. When our love is strong, we're talking about, let's say, seminary students or yeshiva students or people learning Torah, you'll see why I know that in a second. Ki rachimtin hava aziza. Aputya de safsira shchivan. We could sleep, shchivan, we could sleep on the blade of a sword. When love is strong, we can sleep on the... Who cares? A little crowded. You're crowding me. Who cares? Who cares how big the room is? Who cares how big the beds are? But hashta nowadays, said this person, the lo aziza rechintin, but now that our love is not so strong for each other, Puria is a bed. Puria bar shitin garmide. Lo sagilan, a bed that is 6D amot long, 90 feet. Lo sagilan is not enough for us. When I'm omdim tzfufin, when I care only about myself, you've got, why are you elbowing me, and why are you... But when you love each other, so it's okay to squeeze onto a bus together, because we're all part of Klal Yisrael, we all love each other, and we're all part of the same idea, we're all shooting to the same direction, I'm going to charge you interest, I'm going to be happy when you're sad. Chalila v'chas, we're all on the same team. And these days heading up to Lag BaOmer, and these days heading to for sure Yom Yerushalayim, and for sure Yom Shavuot, Ki Ish Echad B'Lev Echad. Yerushalayim specifically is the Ki'ir Shechubra La Yachdav. Bnei Yisrael here, more than anywhere else in the world, become chaverim. From what does the word chaver mean? Chibur. The word chaver comes from chibur, a connection that can't be broken. And so, aside from learning what they used to do in those days, and aside from learning what we learn from the neshach umarbit and interest and biting each other, so to speak, in venomous neshach, we say we're all on the same team. Rather than just learning that, we also have to, I think, work on it nowadays ourselves. You and me and everyone in Klal Yisrael looking at each other. Ki'ir shechubra layachdav. And if that happens, Baruch Hashem, then Mashiach is obviously right around the corner. Have a Laila Tov, everybody.